Liberty Fighters Network.
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 Liberty Fighters
Network. Good day, liberators and fellow South Africans. Yes, this is going to be very controversial, but this needs to be explained to everyone, and everyone in South Africa must know this. This is quite scary, what I'm going to share with you, in the sense that we have been brought under the impression from the very beginning that we've got these three pillars in South Africa, which supports our democracy, and that is, number one, the legislative leg, which is Parliament and the National Council of Provinces and the National Assembly and the provincial governments and the local governments, etc. Then the second one is the executive, which is the president, the cabinet, and all individual premiers and provincial councils supporting him or her, and also the municipal councils. But then we've got the third leg, which is the judiciary. And there's a legal principle called the doctrine of separation of powers, meaning that the one constitutional leg or the democratic leg cannot interfere with the workings of the other. So they're all separately functioning. But the legislative and the executive are actually very much bounded with one another and forms part of the state. But, however, let me show you what the judiciary really is. Let me first go to our constitution, which says in section 1 thereof, the Republic of South Africa is one sovereign democratic state founded on the following values. And when you go to the judicial authority in section 165 of the constitution, it says that subsection 2, the courts are independent and subject only to the constitution and the law, which they must apply impartially and without fear, favor, or prejudice. No person or organ of state may interfere with the functioning of the courts. And golly wally, have they not made it very difficult for even us, the people, to interfere with their workings? They, as the drafters of the constitution, I need to add, remember that the legal fraternity eventually becomes the judiciary. Out of the midst of the legal fraternity, judges and magistrates, etc., are then chosen. And it has gone so far that the constitution has been even approved by the judiciary. And let me show you this on the website of the government. The government's website, South African government, the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. It reads, the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa 1996 was approved by the Constitutional Court on 4 June 1996 and took effect on 4 February 1997. So there you've got it, that the judiciary approved the Constitution, and they even wrote it. They are responsible, effectively, to have written the constitution via the legal fraternity. And how independent is the judiciary? And I'm going to show you this in the definitions of what an organ of state is in terms of the constitution. And in terms of that, when you go to the definitions, an organ of state means any department of state or administration in the national, provincial, or local sphere of government, or any other functionary or institution exercising a power or performing a function in terms of the constitution or provincial constitution, or exercising a public power or performing a public function in terms of any legislation, but does not include a court or a judicial officer. Sadly, there is the whole crux of the matter. The judiciary is and a judicial officer is not an organ of state. So it does not form part of the state, which is the Republic of South Africa. So it's not an entity within our governance. It's separate. They've got their own leader, the Chief Justice, and don't let us be blinded by the fact that the president appoints him. That is only a cover for what is happening underneath it. The judiciary is like the Vatican inside Rome. The judiciary is a separate entity, a separate structure from the rest of the state, rest of the republic, rest of us. They see themselves as this divine entity which can regulate and destroy our lives every single day as it pleases them. They are not bound to the principles of the Constitution in the sense of when you go to our Bill of Rights, all the rights that are given to us as the people for against the state or getting information from the state. Let me just go to that specific clause in our constitution, where it's the freedom of just as the. So everyone has the right to administrative action that is lawful, reasonable, and procedurally fair. Access to courts. Access to information. Everyone has the right of access to any information held by the state. People. So that means that it's information held by the state, but we are not allowed to get information held by the judiciary because the Constitution says so. So we cannot interfere in any way with the operation of the courts. The courts, who's serving? Who does our judiciary actually serve? People, they can serve any entity they wish to. They are not obliged by our own Constitution to serve the state. They can literally be, they're coming from the roots of Britain, of the English structure, and I've shown this to you before, that even the advocates in the code of conduct serve allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen. Oh, well, now she's dead, but that will not stop them from serving the British monarchy and allow them to interfere with the operations of this country via the judiciary. This is very serious. And people, even in our interim constitution, this have been sanctified. Let me show you this, that in our previous interim constitution, in section 96 thereof, the judiciary judicial authority of the Republic shall vest in the court established by this constitution and any other law. The judiciary shall be independent, impartial, and subject only to this constitution and the law. No person and no organ of state shall interfere with judicial officers in the performance of their functions. So how can we stop this? We cannot allow this entity to run our lives. They like the Vatican, which is independent, but still on the land of Italy. And they are on the land of us, belonging to the people of South Africa, and they can do what they want because the Constitution have established them and they have approved it via the Constitutional Court. And what can we do? We know that we cannot get rid of judges. It's impossible, basically, to get rid of judges. In the history of the democratic South Africa, not even one judge have been removed from office as yet. Because of the reason that when you're not happy with the Judicial Service Commission's decision, you can take it on review to the court that you are part of. So if that judge aligns his thoughts with you, who's being accused as a judge, this can be manipulated in so many ways to make it impossible. Like in the case of Justice Slope, and I'm not saying that we supporting him or not. But this is the crisis we as South Africans are sitting with. It's very important to know this from what's going to happen in videos in the future. I want you to share this. Make people aware that the judiciary of South Africa is not part of the republic. It's not part of the state. It's an independent body and they can do what they want as they want. They are protected by the constitution that they have written. They've ensured that it's written in that way. And we as the people need to do something urgently about this excessive, manipulative right that have been given to the courts in South Africa to the judiciary, and that needs to come to an end. And the only way we can end it is by telling other political parties about this crisis. Go and speak to the representatives of all those political parties. When they realize what this judiciary is, I can guarantee you that they will influence eventually their own leaders in their political parties to bring an end to this, to change the constitution, to give them less power as they have now. But this is going to become a series, and until now, this is all that's relevant. Thanks for your support, and God bless. Until the next day.
Liberty Fighters Network.
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 There are people in South Africa who deserve much better than what they're getting at the moment.
Just crazy that some people have to live the way they have to. You know, nobody deserves to live like that, in a shack with water coming in, and nobody deserves that. So nothing can justify anybody having to live like that, basically.
If you want to solve the healthcare crisis which the world is faced with, for me it's just two issues that are involved here. One is the corporatization of healthcare and basically of business and in fact of everything in the world today. That's the one issue. The other issue is the subconscious mind. People are programmed with beliefs that are making them not do what they need to do.
We are brainwashed into believing that if an economy is not growing, it is not healthy. That is simply not true. It needs to flow more than grow. This brings us to examine the corporate structure of government. Corporate and commercial law seem to demand us to toe the line and pay up. Yet people created commerce and its rules because we wanted to trade and to send goods across the sea. We're supposed to benefit from it, not be dominated by it. Our magistrate, supreme and constitutional courts, the judges, law enforcement officers and civil servants are working under a commercial agenda. How bad is it? Well, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission lists the Republic of South Africa as a company, with its business address being in Washington, D.C., a corporate entity whose value is expressed in dollars in a foreign account. We are a registered company? Not a democracy?
And I think part of the problem is that people don't see their immediate problems as being linked to a corporation. They don't see their immediate problems as being linked to the structures of power.
The court system is a sham.